we shouldn't only use the word intifada to be Latinized in English without using this important word. We need to remember all about the fitna that's really encompasses us in this country. But alhamdulillah, I would say you are struggling with this, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He strengthens you as He strengthened Yusuf alayhi salam. Sometimes there are people who live in a non-fitna area, but they fall in fitna. And they look for fitna. They don't find, they have to look for it, they have to search it. And sometimes you get surrounded in fitna, but by the help of Allah, not by our activity or our power or our virtue, that we don't fall in fitna. It is by the grace of Allah. And we should really take this story of Yusuf alayhi salam as a good example. Yusuf didn't know in what place he's going to be put, in the well and then in the palace. But he was with Allah, and he was a sincere servant to Allah, and that is really very important. If you are sincere and beloved by Allah, He will preserve you. We do not forget the hadith, احفظ الله يحفظك. Preserve Allah, which means preserve His observation upon you. That means don't forget that He is always watching you, that you're not alone. Preserve this about Allah, and Allah will preserve you. If you ignore Him, He will ignore you. نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. They forgot Allah. Then Allah forgot them. What is the meaning of they forgot? And what is the meaning of He forgot? That means they ignored. They turned away from it. So Allah ignored them and turned away from it. And this is not ta'wil, because we have two types of forgetting. Right? Two types of forgetting. Deliberate forgetting and undeliberate forgetting. The undeliberate forgetting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven already those who forget. But how we understand this? We understand that those, they deliberately ignored Allah, they forgot Him, that means they turned away from Him, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the same attitude as a punishment for them. Kama, as it said in Arabic, which I know, I need more time to translate, if you could give me the brief translation of that, I would appreciate it. Al-jaza min jins al-amal. The reward is, nobody knows English? Come on. Okay, forget it now. Yusuf alayhi salam was put in a place of fitna, but he was preserved by Allah. And he bore witness, alayhi salam, that, oh Allah, you know that the prison is more beloved to me than the thing they call me to do. But if you do not turn me away from that, I will be listening to them, and I'll be among those ignorants, those evildoers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He responded His call. Why? إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He was among the sincere servants of us. He was sincere to Allah. Look how sincerity is important. You become an important person if you are sincere to Allah. Then at your difficult times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. And then we find the confession of Satan that he said, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except, he said before, I will deviate them, I will tempt them, I will seduce them, I'll do everything to deviate them from the path except those sincere ones among yourself. Accept those sincere ones. So brothers, I know how difficult it is. It's not easy to give you talks and to give you some recommendations while I have the same concern if I come here. And I have the same fear that if I come here, what's going to happen to me? Wallahi, I fear. Because we don't know the hearts when it may get changed. People today say, well, since I'm a Muslim, who's going to change my religion written in my identification card? Your work is going to change it. Your behavior is going to change it if you do not be with Allah. And the hearts are between two of Allah's fingers. That Allah ta'ala changes the hearts of whom He will. And we know that what Allah wills is based on His perfect knowledge. Like once one Christian was saying to me, alright, now we know everything now about, you know, we've been discussing about certain issues. And he said, alright, my question now is, why there are many earthquakes, tornadoes, collapses, problems, tragedies? Why people die? Thousands of people die at the same time. Why? How can you answer? I asked him. If you remember the categories of Tawheed, Tawheed Rububiyyah, Tawheed Uluhiyyah, and Tawheed Asma wa Sifat. These three elements are very important for Dawah. Look at Tawheed Asma wa Sifat now. I said, do you agree with me that Allah is perfect or not? He said, you didn't answer my question. You're asking me now. Sometimes people would like, you know, they like to argue. I said, this is an answer. Wait for me. And then you tell me afterwards when I give my answer, that I didn't give my answer. I'm asking, do we agree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect? He said yes. He can't say no. He can't say no. Otherwise I would say, why do you take him as God then? Don't call him God. He said yes. We agree. I said, do you believe that he's perfect in all of his attributes or some of his attributes? He said, in all of his attributes. I said, even in his will and knowledge? Is he perfect in his will and knowledge? He said, yes. I said, you answered your question. You already answered your question. He said, but you did not give me an answer. I said, I gave you the answer. Think about it. It's very important to know how to deal with these people. We have another problem. That some of us do not really understand the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers to remind people that you should worship Allah alone. People take this as a second step. The first step that the prophets should have been saying to their people, that you should know that there is one creator. No. Telling people that they should be worshiping Allah alone is the first step of the prophets. Well, didn't they think about some atheists maybe around? Didn't they know that they will be atheists in the 19th century, 18th century, 20th century? Didn't they know? Didn't Allah take account that there will be many atheists in the world? Why He didn't send with the Prophet a certain knowledge to prove to people how to make it, how to produce easy evidence that Allah is existing? Allah didn't. But Allah tells us in the Quran that He took the covenant of the whole people and took that covenant from the people while they were in the back of their father Adam. Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I your Lord? Did all people say yes, brothers? Even Fir'aun? Even Karl Marx? Even Lenin? Even Hegel? Yes. All. Not some. All. He took covenant upon all. And they all said, yes, we admit, you are our Lord. why there should be any need for the Prophet to come and remind people that there is a creator for them. I was in the Hyde Park once, and I have many stories to tell you about the Hyde Park, what happened, and you may be laughing. One of the stories is, there was a brother, a very متحمس, how to say, giant, or enthusiastic brother. He said, I've been arguing with a Christian and it took me a long time to convince him that there is one creator. We need you to give little dawah for him to make sure that he is Muslim already. He's very close to be Muslim. I said, as the closeness of Abu Jahl, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. He said, brother, don't make it difficult to people. Make it easy. I said, I'm not making it difficult. You know, because he gave a lot of effort. I mean, he spent many hours to take a confession from the person that, yes, all right, there is one creator. So what? And that's what we fall sometimes in. It takes a lot of time to talk to the people about something that Allah did not involve anyone to talk about, and which is out of the question, out of the matter, to prove to him, and you feel happy. Alhamdulillah, I proved to him that, you know, there is a creator. He does not. Sometimes it happens, they come and they want to prove Darwin's theory. And once I saw a person who was trying to emphasize this theory, which is still theory, and he said, I believe that we are the sons of monkey. I said, come on, you son of monkey, don't say that. He said, what? He got angry. Why do you call me son of monkey? I said, you're calling yourself. I'm not calling you. You're calling yourself. When I asked him to turn around, I said, come on, turn around. I want to see your tail. Where's your tail? I can't see your tail. So another, this person, I spoke to him, the one who was he gave confession that, all right, there is a creator. I asked him, what about Jesus? He said, his son. And I swear to you, one of my debates, I've been trying to convince someone that Allah existed. And afterwards, he said, I'm atheist. But afterwards, when we talked about Trinity, he said, yeah, what's wrong with Trinity? I said, really, you're convincing me, guys. First, you've been trying to prove that there is no God, and afterwards, you've been defending Trinity. What kind of a person are you? So, this is one of our mistakes, that we should know that this kind of person should not be argued with. Unless, sometimes it may happen, people need to be reminded about something. But believe me, his way of thinking is the same of your way of thinking. He's not more stupid than you. So, once I had a debate with someone and he said that, I don't believe in God. I said, you don't have to. You don't have to worry yourself. Some of them say, why do I have to bother myself? I don't want to bother myself. You don't have to bother yourself. Because you don't need him now. Because you are turning away from him. Everything is given to you. But when people fall in a trouble, in a serious trouble, they don't need anyone to prove to them that God existed to raise their hands up and to call. When inshallah a calamity strikes you, you won't be needing anyone to prove to you that God has existed. How many times people gave confession and they said, when we fell in trouble, we said, oh God, if you save me, I'll save your religion. Which means that they know that there is a creator. You don't have to argue with them. When Pharaoh asked Musa, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, who is that, the Lord of the worlds? Who is that, the Lord of the worlds? Musa didn't say, well, he is such and such. No. He said in another verse, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ, you knew it, for sure. مَا أَنْزَلَ هَؤُلَاءِ, no one has ever ascended these signs except the Lord of the heaven and the earth. You know it, Pharaoh. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually said, وَجَحَدُ بِهَا, they have denied it. وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا, but their souls had extremely believed it. But why they denied it? Zulman. Oppressingly, wa'uluwan, and arrogantly. This is the matter. Sometimes we say, well, if this man, you see, this is what he wants to defeat himself by. I'll show you. The first step with this guy is to say, I don't believe there's a creator. Come on, man, help me. Give me help. Prove to me that he existed. So eventually when you give him proof after another, he says, well, that's true. Okay, I believe there's a creator. Huh? I believe that there's a creator. And he thinks that he convinces himself that this is all what Allah wants from him, is that to believe that there is a creator. So he thinks now that he is a believer. Finish. He's not atheist anymore. No, he is a believer. Why? Because now he believes that Allah is existent. And that's what Allah wants from the people, to believe that he's existent. And we fall in this trap, and we make people to think that they became believers while they're still out of the way of Allah. To show the necessity of tawheed, of understanding tawheed al-rububiyyah and tawheed al-uluhiyyah. A Christian came to me and said, well, I do not take Jesus as the Son of God anymore. Protestants, you know the Protestants. We don't say that Jesus is God. They can't escape from that, because the last verse of the book of Matthew says, go to the people and baptize them in the name of the Father. And means plus. See, the Americans, they have a significant way of plus. They put equal. Or significant way of and. They have no time to write three letters. They put plus. So and means plus. Huh? And means plus. Okay. Go to the people and baptize them all in the name of the God, of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And plus plus plus. So the guy said, I don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God anymore, and he is not God. All right. Do you still call him, O Jesus? He says, yes. I say, he's still mushrik. Because this one creator should be served alone and should be worshipped alone. And I've been saying to the Christians, come on, Christians, let's come to a common term between us. Let's take Jesus as good example in our worship. You know for sure that Jesus was worshipping Allah, didn't he? Wasn't he? So yes, he was worshipping Allah. All right, let's worship Allah as Jesus used to worship him. They don't like this term. It's fishy. It proves to them that he was a worshipper. And according to the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 17, it tells it clearly that Jesus is the servant of God. So how come the servant of God be the God who should be served? Can't be. So if you still say, Jesus is the servant of God, but I call him for my need, and you know that the Protestants, despite they say, we don't believe that he is God. They say, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one can go to God except through me. So there are three persons. No one can go to him except through him. If the three are one, how can you say, not to him, but through him? You can't say it. This is proof that you believe in one, in more than one. Even if you say by your tongue that I believe in one. Didn't you say, no one can go to him except through me? So you're making differences between personalities. No one can go to the first. I mean, am I allowed to say that, to put it in another word, to say, no one can go to the first except through the second? Can I say that? Or I'm not allowed to say that? No one can go to the first except through the second. In every term they use, the proof is always given to them against them from their book. Anyway, so to call Jesus apart from Allah is what? It's shirk. So they are opposing the concept of Tawheed still. Another one asked me, alright, I don't call Jesus, but I still follow the Bible. I said, you have another problem. What is my problem? I don't take Jesus as the Son of God. I do not worship Jesus. I do not ask Him apart from God. I ask Allah alone. What is my problem? Your problem is that you said, I still take the Bible as my book. So what's wrong with taking the Bible? So the problem with taking the Bible is that you have to believe in what is mentioned in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, chapter 6, verse 7, that Allah created the heavens and the earth within 6 days, and on the seventh day He got tired and He rested. So believe that God, you worship Him, He rested. If He needed to take a break, don't worship Him. Because maybe the time you were worshipping Him, He was taking a break, He was not listening to you. He had no time, he's taking a break. SubhanAllah. Even this. You believe that God cried, that God clapped, that God regrets, that He forgets, that He has many problems, and that will violate the third category of Tawheed al-Asma al-Sifat. So those people who did not understand the differentiation between these two categories, they argue with the Christians about things which are really unbeneficial, has no fruit. So what? If you believe that God has existed, he will become just like Abu Jahl. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ. And those mushrikeen, the shirk of those mushrikeen was the shirk of tawassul and shafa'ah. You won't find any different kind of shirk. And there's only one verse that prevented people from prostrating, putting their face and making sujood to other than Allah. One verse. But all the other verses that involved the topic of shirk talked about the shirk of dua. And this is a thing that we don't know, or many people do not know. Ibrahim said, وَأَتَذِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدَعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. I will isolate myself from you and from these things that you call upon beside Allah or apart from Allah, that I call my Lord. وَأَدْعُ رَبِّي عَسَىٰ أَنَّ أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. But when he, Allah then said, but when he isolated them with what they worship, now Allah gave his judgment, and his judgment is truth. That Ibrahim said, وَمَا تَدْعُونَ. Then Allah said, وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Didn't the Prophet ﷺ say that الدُّعَاء هو العبادة؟ الدُّعَاء هو العبادة. Now tell me, all of you brothers, didn't you ever see in your country something similar of the call, of the Christian call to Mary and Jesus? You know, the Christians say, oh Jesus, oh Mary, do you don't have any experience about our own country? Do they say that to someone else than Mary and Jesus? No? Do they? Who said no? Come on. Who said no? $10. All of us have that experience. Some people say, well, they say La ilaha illallah, but those Christians do not say La ilaha illallah. I say, so Allah ta'ala allows you to contradict the concept of La ilaha illallah merely because you say La ilaha illallah? I can't understand it. What about O Mary, O Jesus, haram? What about Abdul Qadir al-Jilani? Halal. Why? It becomes halal and haram only by changing the name? That is the way it becomes halal, only to change the name from Isa to Abdul Qadir or from Isa to Ahmad al-Rif. That's all? Are we falling in shirk? And we're looking, wallahi, for any way out to get out of these troubles that we are encountering in this life, among the Muslim nations, among this Ummah. Why? And we ask why and why? And we still have the answer from the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, those whom you call upon apart from Allah, عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ, are servants like you. تَدْعُوهُمْ, call them, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ, and let them respond your call, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are saying the truth. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِطْمِيرٍ, those whom you call upon apart from Allah, they owe nothing, even that thin cover, the covering of the seed of the date, is sealed and covered by a very smell material. They cannot give you even this. And we hear some so-called scholars today, they say, and I have it recorded by one of the famous so-called scholars. He said, while he was been asked, what about saying, oh, Abdul Qadir, oh, Ahmad Rifai? He said, yes, that is jaiz, that's haram. He said, what about saying, Ya Muhammad? He said, yes, you can say Ya Muhammad, that doesn't matter. And what about saying Ya Allah? It doesn't matter also. You can either call Allah or Muhammad or Abu Qadir or etc. It doesn't matter. And he said, Allah enables the dead awliya. Oh, they are not dead. He didn't say dead because to him they're not dead. The grave gets opened for them. The gate of the grave or the door of the grave be opened and they get out to give the need for those who call them apart from Allah, and they get back to their house. Why don't they go to their houses? They get back to the grave. I mean, if I was given that opportunity, I wouldn't be choosing the grave again. I'll get back to my house. Still, we have these types of people among the ummah. And alhamdulillah, maybe we know these things now, alhamdulillah, from your people like you. We know that. But we cannot do anything. It will become very difficult for us to change the society. Why? Because whenever you try to open your mouth, they will close your mouth. And they will warn people from listening to you. What's wrong with calling someone other than Allah? Allah said, والذين يدعون من دون الله لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون. Oh, sorry, let's get back to the first verse. He said, they don't owe anything, even that cover of the seed. إن تدعوهم, if you call them, he's talking about calling them. إن تدعوهم لا يسمعوا دعاء. If you call them, they will not listen to you. ولو سمعوا, even if they were able to listen to it, ما استجابوا لكم, they will not respond. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ. And the day of judgment they will dissociate themselves from your shirk. Who are they? Some people say statues, carpet, wood, stone. He's talking about the stone. Stones? Stones will dissociate themselves from our shirk at the day of judgment? Okay, let's go to another verse. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا. Those whom you call apart from Allah, they do not create anything. وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. But they are themselves created. أَمْوَاتْ, they are dead. غَيْرُ أَحْيَاء, they are not alive. وَمَا يَشْعَرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ, they don't heed when they will be resurrected. When Allah will resurrect the humans and the animals, will He be resurrecting the woods and stones? The idols will be resurrected? He's talking about the righteous people. And Ibn Hajar, the commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, in his book Fath al-Bari, he said the issue of the righteous ones was the beginning of the issue of shirk. قصة الصالحين كانت مبتدا عبادة الأصنام. Because as Ibn Abbas and Qatada and Mujahid and the majority of the commentators, they interpreted the verse وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا سواع ولا يغوث ويعوق ونسرا. He said these people were righteous ones. ود, سواع, يغوث, يعوق, نسر, they were righteous ones, righteous people among the people of Nuh عليه السلام. When they died, their people put them in graves. They drew their pictures, and they drew the pictures as being whispered to them that in order to activate ourselves in worshipping Allah when we look at their pictures, the way they used to worship their Creator. That is to encourage, to give us encouragement to get back to Allah and to worship Allah as they used to worship Allah. Step by step, they started to worship Him. And they made it clear, مَنْ عَبُدُهُمْ, we do not worship them except for one reason. لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. So they were they atheists? Was Abu Jahl atheist? They say we do not worship them, but only to as an approach to become closer through them to Allah. They are using them as an approach. And they used to say when they making, you know, the ceremony, when they go around the Kaaba, before the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they used to say, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. Yes, they used to say, and that is in Sahih Muslim, لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ إِلَّا شَرِيكًا لَكَ هُوَ تَمْلِكُهُ وَمَا مَلَكَ. Except one partner. There is no other partner with you, Allah, except one. But despite the thing he owes, he and the thing he owes is owned by you. You are the owner of this partner also. You are the owner of the partner and what the partner owes. So they believe that there is one creator, and other than that one creator, there is no independent God. Even these gods that they use as an approach to become closer to Allah, they are created ones and they are human beings. We have that problem today, brothers. We have the problem of understanding Islam and preserving these two elements. We should do that. We know that our people today, our ummah, is retracted. And despite that, I can say, and you know it, since you are studying and reading many books about history and about the Muslim history, you know, as I know, brothers, that the Muslims delivered the keys of civilization to the people. They have delivered the keys of knowledge, education, and civilization to the people. And the church wanted to oppose any Muslim teaching. When the Christians used to go to Spain and to study in the Spanish universities, in the Muslim universities there, and they used to come back to Europe, and they used to say that it's been proved that the earth is rounded. And the folk got really angry. What? The earth is rounded? No. Kill those who say that the earth is rounded. He used to kill them. Why? They got it from the Muslims. Ibn Taymiyyah, in his book, in his fatwa, he had some terms to prove that the earth is rounded. Huh? Al-Kindi was, you know, the earliest philosopher, Muslim philosopher, if you call him, but he was the less in worse than all philosophers, such as Ibn Sina and Farabi, etc. This one, he made an argument about the evidence of the earth to be rounded. So the church didn't like it. But we have today some people who argue against this. Muslims, we used to tell the Christians that the earth is rounded. We have today some people who try to prove to us that the earth is not rounded, but it's flat. Do you know that, brothers? And finally, after a big deal of argument with those people, they said, all right, let's say the earth is similar to the half of a piece of an orange. That means it's flat from top, but it's rounded from bottom. Like this. And they say we're Muslims. And they say we are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They say we are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And they talk about Allah, that this is, should be attributed to Allah, but this not should be attributed to Allah, and this attribution of Allah, it should be given ta'weel, and this, because this is not good for Allah, but this is good for Allah. They talk about Allah as if they have seen Him, and they have no doubt that this, He deserves this, but He doesn't deserve that. But they don't know anything about the earth, whether it's flat or rounded. So brothers, we have a lot of difficulties in our community, in our environment, in our country. Why? Because we retracted. Because we've been so lenient with regard to the two issues of bid'ah and shirk. And these two elements and factors were the elements of the destruction of the prior prophet's teachings. The teachings of the prior prophet, prior than the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, were destroyed and vanished and twisted and changed by those who came after them and involve their ummah with bid'ah and shirk. And if we allow these two elements to take place in our nation, we'll be in big trouble. Brothers, we are in big trouble. We have to reform, to repair the situation of the ummah. We shouldn't just stand and ask why this is happening to us, why we are encountering these obstacles, why we have these problems, why our enemies is defeating us. The enemy is defeating us by the knowledge of Allah and by the permission of Allah. Why? Because we did not change the situation. Allah is expecting us and waiting for us to make a certain change. And if we change, He will change. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And you will be the first now who object all of these aspects of corruption, and you will be given double reward. You will be double rewarded than those who come after you and have no more troubles than the troubles you've been facing. You'll be given double rewards because you are re-establishing Islam after Islam has been destroyed by these people. I go to my country and I pray Salat al-Fajr in the mosque, and they make Dua al-Qunut. I don't want to make Dua al-Qunut. They come to me and say, well, you have to make two sajda of sahu. You have to make it. Why didn't you make Dua al-Qunut? I say, I don't want to make Dua al-Qunut. Is this wajib? I say, yes, it's wajib. And afterwards, they turn off the light, and they hold hands, and they start to dance, and then for the sake of God. Shake. They start to shake. Yes, no, don't say this is similar to the habits of the Christians and the Jews. No, because the Jews, yes, the Jews shake, but like this. But we go like this. So that's the only difference between the Sufis and the Jews. It's the only difference. We go like this, or they go like this. This is not the way of Allah. This is not Allah's way. The best kind of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to pray to Allah the prayers, the salah. You want to make more than what you are ordered to do? Make Qiyamul Layl. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying at night, spending his whole time of prayer at night for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be dying before applying the whole sunnah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. We are going to die before that. And who is the best worshipper among those who worship Allah? Who is better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Huh? Is there anyone better than him? Why didn't he do that kind of worship? Why didn't he teach us to do so? Why didn't he order us to turn off the light? Because there's a problem. The light will be the barrier from us to reach to Allah. So we have to turn off the light. We have all of these problems. And if you say, well, that's wrong. Where do you come from? I've been asked, the first time I've been to my country, and I objected some of these things, they said, oh, where do you live now? I said, in Saudi Arabia. That's it. That's it. You came from this country. That's it. You are W-A-S-A-D-I. Huh? I said, alhamdulillah. I'm Wahhabi. I belong to the Wahhab. Who's the Wahhab? Huh? Who's the Wahhab? So you gave me great credit. You are Wahhabi. You belong to Allah. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Huh? But what about those? What about yourself? What do you call yourself? So we call ourselves Sufis? Sufis. You don't. What kind of a name is that? Sufis, it came from Suf, from Ur. It has no meaning. To refer yourself to the wool while you have referred us to Allah, to the Wahhab one. Huh? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers, we know that these things cannot be easily changed, but we have to make the change. And we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only to worship Allah, but worship Him as the worship that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam worshipped Him. For the worship will not be accepted unless you fulfill two conditions. The worship
will not be accepted unless you fulfill two conditions. The first condition, to be sincere to Allah, to do it sincerely to Him and to Him alone. And the second condition is that it must match the teachings, the book and the sunnah. It must. It must match the way of Allah, the system of Allah, that He is pleased with. He said, worship me. But He did not say, worship me, and then He left you to worship Him the way you like. He sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach us how to worship Allah. He said, take your hajj from me. And he said, he made wudu, and then he said, whoever do something more than that, he is wrongdoing. فَقَدْ أَسَاءَ وَظَلَمَ وَتَعَدَّى. If you want to make it deliberately four times, for example, this is wrong. He said, don't do that. Because this is, the Prophet ﷺ wants to train us to follow the sunnah. If we follow the sunnah in the small issue, we'll be able to follow the sunnah with the big issue. If Satan trains you and takes you step by step gradually to follow a small bid'ah, you will be able to fall in a bigger one. And that's how Satan uses his steps. These two conditions are important and mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I am a human being like you. The Naqshbandis do not agree with us. They disagree with us. They say he was created from light. That's why he has no shadow. No shade. He has no shade. The Prophet has no shade. Why? Because he was created from light. SubhanAllah. I have read these things by my eye from their books. What about Allah? They say, we worship Allah and we go to him and worship him until we become the shades of Allah, the shades of his names and attributes. And As-Sarhandi, in his book, Al-Maktubat al-Rabbaniya, As-Sarhandi al-Faruqi, is one of the significant people among the Naqshbandi Tariqah. That's why they said one of the stages of the Naqshbandi Tariqah is to be called Al-Faruqiyya. Why? Because of As-Sarhandi al-Faruqi. As-Sarhandi al-Faruqi, he said, going to Allah through the Tariqah Naqshbandiya is, we call it in Arabic, As-Sayr al-Asma'i wa-Sifati. As-Sayr al-Asma'i wa-Sifati. We became the names and the attributes of Allah, and we became the shade of Allah. Allah has a shade, but the Prophet Muhammad has no shade. This is a contradiction. How can you object this? It's difficult to be objective. I'm telling you, I've been facing a lot of difficulties and a lot of problems. I've been born in a Sufi environment, and I've been facing a lot of difficulties. Wallah, I was not allowed to go to the bathroom unless I asked my sheikh, can I go to the bathroom? He says, yes, my son, you can go. I'm not telling you what I read. I'm telling you what happened to me. And we've been seeing a lot of things. My parents used to take me to a certain place, they turn off the lights, and men and women hold hands and start to shout, Allah, 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 Allah. And they clap, Allah, Allah, Allah. I asked one of them, what are you doing? Are you mocking God? They said, no, we're not mocking God. I said, what's your name? He said, Saeed. I said, what if I go like this? Saeed, Saeed, on the street, in front of everybody. Come on, Saeed. Come on, Saeed. No, don't do that. Why? You're mocking me. Well, you're mocking your creator. That's what they do. Isn't it enough to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ? We're going to die before fulfilling or applying the whole sunnah? Or we have to do something more important? The sunnah is not enough for us. We're looking for something more. We can't. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us soldiers for His way. Look, these people here were living in dark ages until Islam came. Have you heard of Abbas bin Firnas? If someone wants to mock his brother or his friend, he say, how are you, Abbas bin Firnas? We don't know who's Abbas bin Firnas. I think you know him already. Algebra, geometry, genetics, a lot of ways or types of education that the people took from us, and they were promoted. We gave it to them and they were extracted. And we will not be promoted until we hold the book and the sunnah as it was held by our predecessors, the companions. And brothers, I enclose my this blessed gathering by giving you this act that Muslims today, alhamdulillah, they are improving. Muslims are improving. And it's based on you today that you improve the ummah. And you should return. There's nothing better and nothing